This is the Primal King Podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised, USDA-certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to CrossoMeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Buy Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 62. All right, so rather than me just railing on about 75 Hard and all the different components that goes into it and what 75 Hard really even is, I wanted to have on a couple of the guys that went through this with me so that way you guys can see, because it's not just about trying to lose some weight or, you know, trying to be a little healthier. It's just such a fascinating challenge, and I wanted them to be able to tell you from their firsthand experience what was, you know, why we did it, why they stuck with it. And plus we had fun, had a couple of beers, and just had some good conversation. So hope you enjoy it. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Primal King Podcast. So today we have the first threesome ever. Okay, that was weird. First three, wait, no, that's weird too. How are we going to say this, guys?
Trio.
There we go. We have the first trio podcast ever. And so what we wanted to do is talk about our experience in the 75 Hard Challenge. For those of you who don't know, it's a whole bunch of stuff. I probably should have had that prepared. But basically what you do is for 75 straight days, you... Not able to pull it up. All right, so what do we do? Gallon of water.
A diet of some sort.
Read 10 pages of a book.
Okay, so you've got, I was going to go back to the calendar. All right, so let's be official here. So it's 2 45-minute workouts a day. One of those have to be outside. You have to follow a diet. It's not any type of, like, I guess, like, there's no diet restrictions. It's just you have to follow a diet. No alcohol or cheat meals, which was awesome. Drink 1 gallon of water. Read 10 pages of a book, nonfiction book. And then one of the weird ones for me, too, was to take a progress pic every day. So we decided to do it together as a group. So we have here Ty Medley and Tyson Smith. Thanks, guys, for coming on, first and foremost.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So, all right, let's start, because I know a lot of people, like, I want to get your guys' take on this, too. So when you looked at the challenge at the first, did you think it was going to be that hard?
It didn't seem like that big of a deal.
What do you think?
I think you had your outliers that you thought were going to be tough for you, maybe individually, but overall, no, yeah.
Like, I think that is the thing. You may have to come a little closer, too. Well, this is going to be our unprofessional podcast, right? Because we're just, I mean, honestly, we're sitting here having a couple of beers, like, celebrating that we did it. So, that's just kind of where we're at with things. But, drinking a gallon of water. That for me at the very beginning, did you guys struggle with that when you're peeing like 36 times a day?
Like, yeah, but at the same time too, you know, drink a lot of water maybe normally, so it didn't seem that crazy, but yeah, forcing yourself every day to hit that mark,
yeah,
was definitely tough.
And I don't drink a lot of water, so it was a challenge for me, for sure.
I thought I drank a fair amount of water, but a gallon of water is a lot of water. So what I want to dive into, though, so now that you guys know the parameters of this, and the reason why I wanted to have us come on and talk about it is because I know actually a lot of you, especially on Instagram, had messaged me over the course of this and have been like, oh, that's so cool. Like, we want to know more about it. And obviously, like, how to do it, you can find it. Just Google 75 Hard. So as far as, it's one of those things, right? Like, it's not hard, but it's not easy, right? Like, as far as, like, all the things you have to do, it's not complex. It's not crazy, but... You know, it's like the commitment of it. And so what I wanted to talk to these guys about is
why would we do this, right? Like, I know there's a lot of people, and even people like, why the hell would you do this challenge? But I have my own visions on that. So let's start with you, Tyson. Like, why would you want to do the 75 hard challenge?
The whole reason that I dove into this is because I wanted to commit to something and follow it through for a long period of time. Nothing on this challenge is particularly difficult, but to stay consistent with it throughout the full 75 days is a serious challenge. That's what I wanted. I wanted to develop a personal discipline to follow something through from start to finish.
So for you, it was more about the discipline, right?
100%.
Okay. What about for you, Ty?
Well, I originally been looking at it for like over a year, getting into trying to do 75 hard, and really it always came down to there were certain things that I didn't want to give up for 75 days, maybe. And then it, you know, obviously you called me one night and were like, hey, we're starting this tomorrow. And it didn't give me the time to think about it, doubt it, jump out of it. I couldn't even find a beer in my house. So there it was. But the reason really why I wanted to do it, or why I'd been looking into it previous to that, was I felt something was off. Maybe discipline wise, maybe looking ahead, maybe just my own feeling about daily progress. I mean, that was something that I think is more about just discipline and making yourself do the little things in the end of the day, the end goal. So I think that's why.
Yeah.
But it was just over time it grew, you know, so.
Well, for me, I remember hearing about 75 hard. I don't know how long it's been out, but I want to say it's been like a couple of years ago, maybe. I guess, like I said, I don't know when, because it's all from Andy Frisella. We should give the man credit for who actually put it together. And I remember looking at it and just thinking, like, I don't drink a lot, but I remember thinking, like, 75 days without even having a beer? Like, no, I'm good. Like, I could do the workouts, I felt like, all the rest of this stuff. But then me and Tyson, so Tyson's my cousin, we were actually like, what, having a few beers. and 75 hard comes
talking
up.
Talking about how easy it
would
be.
Yeah, how easy this thing would be. And so we're talking about it, and it was like, well, should we do it? And then Tyson leaves, and then what, you messaged me, right? And it was like, I've been thinking a lot about actually doing this, right? Is that how it went down?
Exactly, yeah. And we better get started, because Thanksgiving's coming up, and you know we're going to drink over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we better go tomorrow.
And then me and Ty, during football practice, because we coach football together here locally, I think we talked about it maybe, or just kind of mentioned it. And so, like, me and Tyson started talking about it, and I remember going to practice and telling Ty, like, we're kind of thinking about doing it. He's like, okay, well, if you do it, like, let me know. And so then all of a sudden it was like, well, if we're going to start this, we got to start like tomorrow, because if not, it's going to go into Thanksgiving and that's not going to be any fun. And so, I messaged Ty and was like, all right, we've got three of us to go in on this. You guys in? And so we kind of made like a little side bet. It was like, well, I'll put $100 in, and if any of us fail, that person's out the money. And so if two people finish it, they divide up the money. If one person finishes, it gets all the money. And so for me, it's not even a money thing. It's just, I'm just that competitive.
Yeah, exactly. I had the $100 set aside, but still, I was going to finish this thing no matter what. Sure. But
the challenge is, though, is even if you fail, you've got to start over at day one.
Yeah.
So when I started off on this, I was committed to even if I screwed something up, I was going to start over, even if it took me, you know, a couple hundred days to get through it. But none of us wanted to go into the Thanksgiving holiday having messed up, or have to deal with listening to each other give us crap for not finishing it.
Yeah. So I want to go to each of you guys on this too, because, so first of all, I guess we got to get this out there. Did anybody feel like they cheated? Because that is the big thing, right? Like that's the thing. If you cheat, you know, if you don't take a picture of yourself, right? Like you're supposed to start back at day one. And so I have one example of, I didn't cheat, but it was close. And I'm curious if you guys did too as well. So here's mine, and then I want to get your guys's. So there was a night, I guess to back up a little bit, there's an app, right? And so it makes it super simple. It's like you go through every day, you just click the little checks, and then it goes to the next day. So there was a day where I didn't read. Now, if you want to understand about this challenge, and again, this is something I want to get your guys' take on also, is it almost like creates like this PTSD, or like this, like,
you're afraid to mess up.
Yeah, it's like this anxiety of, did I do everything? I got to recheck. Well, I was super tired and I fell asleep without reading. So I wake up in the middle of the night and I get out of bed, I wasn't even in bed. I fell asleep on the couch is what it was, or my chair. And I get up and I go and I read my 10 pages. But it wasn't the next day yet, And so, I don't know. I think that was the closest that I came to, like, skirting the line. But I did, like, and that was the funny thing about the challenge for me. It was just almost, like, so anxiety-ridden in my brain to do everything every day that, to where, like, the one thing that I forgot was, like, I woke myself up and went red in the middle of the freaking night to make sure that I did it right. So, did you guys have anything close to that?
I don't know if I had anything, like, close to the line of cheating, but just like you were talking about how neurotic you get about checking the stuff off the list every day was something that kept me up. Like, so, you were, whether, you know, usually I'm in bed sometimes pretty early, especially through this whole program because there was nothing really going on too late, you know? Yeah. But, so you're making sure you're getting all that stuff done, and there were times where it was, for me, there was a progress, but it was the last thing I did every day because I put it off to the absolute last minute. And I'll tell you, like, I don't know if I feel like I cheated, but it definitely caused something. And I annoyed my whole family.
Well, it changes. And that, I think that that's the point of it, right? Is that it does. It literally changes your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, it's a funny story. So, Megan, I know you listen to this. So, Megan comes up to me at a friend of ours, for those of you who don't know. She comes up and she's like, hey, we're going to our house and we're cooking all these ribs and everything. And I was like, okay, yeah, maybe we'll see. And then, like, I don't do it because it's like, I know people are going to be drinking there. Mm-hmm. I know that, like, probably end up eating later. It's going to be outside of our window to eat, blah, blah, blah. And so I don't do it and I don't tell Jess about it. Well, like, 2 days later, Jess comes to me and she's like, why don't you tell me Megan invited us over to have all these ribs? And I was like, because I didn't want to go. I was worried if I went. And so, I mean, it was almost like you turn into this hermit to where it's like, nope, my life revolves around, like, these couple things. But I don't know. So anyway, sorry, I cut that off. But Tyson, for you, did you ever felt like you skirted the line or like?
Yeah, no, I never did push up towards the boundary of cheating. We've talked about before that one of the things that I would change if I had the opportunity to do this over again was put more emphasis into the workouts. I got sick early on and kind of suffered a little bit of a shoulder injury early on in the workout. So it became about just surviving. So two workouts a day often meant a walk or an elliptical. You know, I wasn't doing super intense workouts. So staying under the guidelines of the program, but not pushing the boundaries of what it could be.
Yeah.
But you talk about the thing with Megan. I turned 40 in the middle of this program. So all my friends are wanting to get together and celebrate my birthday. And so I got out of town. I went camping, got away for 3 days just to avoid having to celebrate my birthday with anybody that's going to have alcohol around.
Well, Derek, you remind me when we put your story there. And like I said, I don't know if it got close to cheating, but it was definitely my lowest moment through the 75 days. And we were in the backcountry hunting out. And a friend of mine had got one, and we were about 4.5 miles from camp, and it was dark. And not judging, I forgot my headlamp. Anyway, it was a shit show. And as we're walking out with one headlamp down this river bottom, I remember telling him at one point, and we were still a couple miles from camp. I remember telling him, I'm like, listen, I was like, I know I'm doing this thing. I'm gonna have a drink tonight, and you're not gonna tell a soul. And I said, I verbalized this out loud, and I thought about it for the next 2 miles. And I was like, once we got into camp, I'm like, fuck it, I'm not giving up that easy, man. No way. And it was like, there's this weak moment where I was just like, I was bought in. I was done. Here's my $100, guys. See you later.
Yeah.
So that was the low spot.
Did you find yourself thinking that a lot, though? Because there was a lot of times to where when you're hungry. So the other thing is, too, is that we all actually decided to do the same diet. Because, again, you don't have to – it's not like you have to do, you know, anything – as far as your diet is concerned, anything specific. So we all actually did intermittent fasting. So that means you have a certain amount of hours a day you can eat, and the rest of the day you can't eat. It's water or black coffee. And so there's a couple days to where it's like, especially the beginning. And after some of our football games when we coach, and it was like, you know, you would get done with your game. It was like, I just can't eat. And it's almost like I've coached for so long, I always just got used to eating after games. And even maybe having a couple beers, depending on the games and stuff. And just breaking those habits was so crazy to me. Did you guys, I guess, kind of leading into the next thing, like, what do you feel like it was that was the hardest thing for you? Not from, like, the challenge itself, right? Like, not from the 5 or 6 things that we have to do, but almost from, like, a habit side of things. Because I felt like part of me was, like, I almost got in a habit of, like, you go coach, you come home, you eat a bunch of food, and you pass out or whatever else, right? But there's like so many habits that you realize that you have to break in order to complete this challenge. So like what habits did each of you guys feel? Because I think the people listening would would maybe be able to relate to some of these habits maybe we don't even know that we have, right? Like, oh, I just wake up and I eat breakfast. Well, why? Right? Like, and so I guess, I don't know, maybe Ty, you start with this one. Like, any habits that you notice, like, I really don't even know why I did that.
Yeah, well, sitting there, like, looking at it, first off, I think we all, maybe inside our own head, maybe we didn't talk about, there was things we labeled. This is going to be hard for me. This is going to be easy for me. And throughout the course of the 75 days, that totally flipped for me, right? Drinking was going to be a hard one. Reading was going to be somewhat difficult because I'm not a big reader. You know, not eating, I sometimes skip breakfast. That one's going to be easy, right? And at the end of it, it was like reading was easy. I was mowing through more reading than I'd ever done in my life. I was, you know, not drinking was easy. Once you got dried out a little bit, you were doing all right. But breakfast was one. I mean, it bothered me so bad for those last 2 weeks thinking about wanting to break that habit and how much of a habit it was to get up and eat. I made it very special for myself within the 75 days. I got up early. I turned on some music. I made an omelet. Oh, man, I made it great. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like some of that stuff is just like you don't maybe appreciate it enough.
Sure.
But to have the discipline to sit there and make yourself do it day on end was a big deal and bigger than I would have ever imagined when I was starting out.
What about for you, Ty?
I think the hardest thing for me was the second workout. So one of the workouts has to be outside, and you've got to figure out how to get 2 45-minute workouts into your day. It's pretty easy to schedule one workout into your day. You can do it in the morning, get it out of the way. But if you don't get that one out of the way, and then you start your day, you get your first workout in kind of late, and then you're trying to figure out how to cram in a second 45-minute workout. And a lot of times, that's the one that has to be outside. So whether it's raining or snowing or up here in Idaho in the fall, we deal with smoke. It just becomes a nightmare trying to schedule in that second workout if you don't get the first one done and early enough and outside. So that was the biggest thing for me, is just the scheduling. And like Monday through Friday, not such a big deal. But when you throw in family and activities and stuff on the weekends, when schedules get complicated, that's when it was a challenge.
Well, and I think that was the biggest thing that I realized as far as just habits is that like Monday through Friday for a lot of us, and I know a lot of you guys listening, is that you have your job or you have your business or whatever, and it's like, no, I know that I get up, I get my car at 8:30, I drive to work or whatever it is. And so it's like, okay, I can build everything around, like, because I know exactly what my schedule is.
Yeah.
And so like Monday to Friday to me really was pretty easy, but it's like Saturday to where normally it's kind of like your variable day, or Sunday, which is like you don't have a set schedule. And then it's like, okay, you know, Saturday's usually the day where I would get up and like cook my family breakfast and we'd all eat like eggs and sausage or whatever. And so it's like all of a sudden I'm getting up and I'm like crying, like cooking them, you know, breakfast. Yeah, and just sitting there like smelling it, you know.
Well, they're all eating 2 hours.
Yeah, it was like almost like the 5 days you could build, because at least for me, and again, and it sounds like you guys are the same, but it's like you just kind of get in that routine of your work life, and it's like, okay, if I get my first workout here and then my, you know, I go to work and I get my second, okay, whatever. But then the weekends was absolute chaos for me.
Yeah.
Do you guys see that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, well, this, I think it was the, you know, I'm used to a lack of structure.
Yeah.
Those 2 days, I kind of got my ability to do whatever it is that we're trying to get done. But I will say that through the process of it, those 2 days became very productive.
Yeah,
I mean, for myself, it was like I don't know why I became addicted to scratching stuff off the list, man. And those 2 days all of a sudden became my power days. You know, I was able to stack stuff up there, you know, and judging from different events. But that early on, I wanted to call it, like, because we live across the road from each other. Sure. And so I was like, some of these late night, you know, walks and stuff, I was like, you know what? I'll just call Derek. We'll go for a run up the road or whatever. And I was like, you know what? We're all doing this together, but it's on ourselves to make ourselves disciplined to do that. And I didn't want to look back and be like, you know what? I had to call Derek to get workout number 2 done for any workout, let alone, you know, a period of time. Sure. Because I think we're, even though we're doing it together, we're all on our own path. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was a big deal.
So I guess the next thing is that, you know, when you look back over this, so there's a couple of things that I think that I want to hit here too. So first of all, what was the absolute hardest thing about it? Let's start there. Tyson, let's go with you first.
For me, it was a consistency. The day in, day out, having to make sure you got everything in every day. When you look at the list, it's not difficult to do. It's not difficult to do for a week. It's not difficult to do for 2 weeks. But 7 days a week for 75 days, all of these little items stack up, and it's a challenge just from a scheduling point of view. Yeah. That was the biggest thing for me. I miss the alcohol. Sure. I miss having a drink with my friends. I enjoyed the reading. That was a great addition to my life. The two workouts was a huge pain in the butt at times, but you could always do it. The hardest part was just making sure that you had planned your day well enough to get everything in for 75 days straight, no matter what you had going on with your family, with your friends, just getting that stuff in. That was the hardest part for me.
What about for you? What was the hardest part?
I would agree with the consistency thing, just because like you're saying, if you knew the moment you got to like halfway through your day, if you didn't set up right, I mean, you knew it and you knew you were behind and you were going to be chasing that thing and through the night probably. Mm-hmm. And I guess that was the hardest thing, especially I remember the day, it was day 28 and I was in the shower and I was getting ready to go to town and, you know, do the workout and start my day. And I remember thinking like, this is the longest 28 days I have ever been involved with. And everything on this list is easy, yet it seemed like an uphill battle today. Today seemed like that. And then now to be at, say, 70, you know, whatever it is now, we're obviously past the program now a couple of days, but that was a huge thing. It was like that amount of time went quick. So if you push through that wall, I mean, that was the hardest part, was that mid-range where you're kind of waning in your faith in yourself to just stick with it. I mean, it's not hard. The concept's not hard. Yeah. But that mental discipline to actually do it, it was difficult. Yeah.
I think the hardest thing for me was the planning of it. Right? Like, I know, and I think that ties into the discipline, right? But it was almost like I was saying before, it was almost like you would get anxiety because I had to build my day in a way, because I'm like one of these, you guys know that listen to podcasts, like I don't obviously like authority. I probably have some problem with it, like government and authority or whatever. And so there was like that resistance or that pushback, but it was like, okay, because I had like a big water bottle. It was like 34 ounces, right? So it was like I knew I had to get my first water bottle in by the time I was done with my first workout, my second one in by noon, my third one in by 3. Like, I almost started becoming like one of these weirdos that I've never been, which is someone who actually has a schedule. And like, you know what I mean?
Like a normal
person. Yeah, like a normal person, I guess, apparently. But it was. And then like all of a sudden I'd be looking at my watch and be like, oh my gosh, it's noon and I'm only like, you know, one of my water bottles into this. Like, oh my gosh, I got to go and like chug water, you know? And so for me, it was almost like I had to plan ahead. Like me and Jess went to Montana to get box liners for to be able to ship our meat out. And it was like, I was sitting there going to bed at like 9 o'clock at night in a hotel after we went and had a good dinner with no alcohol, right? And I'm like, we need to go eat dinner now because I need to be able to eat tomorrow. You know, it's you become so neurotic about it. But then I was up at 4:30 and working out in a hotel in Montana. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on in my life, you know?
Yeah.
But then it was like, I got done with the workout, like you do it, and then you feel so good. You're like, this is why. Like, this is, and that kind of was what I want to talk to you guys next, which is, what do you feel like was the best thing that came from this? Because we've talked about all the misery, right? Like, everybody listening to this at this point is probably like, hell with that thing, right? Yeah. But no, like, I feel like, and I remember seeing Sean Whalen, you guys probably listened to him if you listen to the podcast. I had him on it several months ago. But he went through it, and some may say almost became like, you know, a little over the top, but I almost kind of get, because when you go through it, you see the results, you see the changes, it makes you be like happy as hell and proud of yourself, right? Mm,
sure.
So for you, Tyson, first, like, what do you feel like was the best thing that came from this?
For me, without a doubt, the best thing is just the knowing that I can do it. So I was just talking to my daughter about this earlier today, that the best thing about this whole program was knowing that for 75 days, I can do this group of things. This really, the tasks are not relevant in my life moving forward, but the idea that I can pick a group of tasks and stick with them is the biggest thing for me. So moving forward, I'm going to stay with a lot of the things that we've been doing on this program, but I'm going to change it up a little bit that can be specific in things that are going to help me reach specific goals. So for me, that's the biggest thing that I gained out of this, is this, just the confidence that for 75 days, if I put my mind to something, that I can finish it.
That's awesome. So before we move on, do you have any results, like any measurables or anything like that, that you could say, You know, I know that for you it wasn't as much physical as mental, but like, like, do you feel like there's any results that you like could quantify?
For sure. For sure. I don't think that you can do 75 days of this program without feeling some physical results. That wasn't my focus in this, but I personally lost 11 pounds, even though that weight loss and the physical side wasn't my personal goal. The water intake for my life was huge. I feel like hydration is enormous. You don't even realize the things that you're missing out on by not being hydrated. So that was a big deal.
Do you feel like you've... Okay, so sorry to cut you off, but I honestly feel like I've never been properly hydrated in my life.
Absolutely.
Did you guys feel like that? I know, Ty, I know you drink a lot of water.
I drink a lot of water.
But for me, like, I swear...
I don't
either. Yeah. Like, I felt like I drank a fair amount, but never a gallon. And then all of a sudden, I was like, man, I feel a little better today. Yeah. Like, like
joints are moving and you're not feeling so heavy. That was like day one after the program, or, you know, at that 76th day, I went out, had a little fun. This morning, I felt a little dehydrated. I know what you guys are saying there. Yeah. When you're low
when
on
you
that
just
water,
feel like bloated and heavy. Yeah. And it's like all that water just like flushes you out.
It's a big deal. I think the hydration's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And then the reading and just the consistency. One of the things for me in this program is with the reading, I started doing it at night because I wanted to be able to break a habit of watching a movie. I always watched a movie at bedtime. And I switched that out for reading, and that was a huge thing. We all read. I think I read the least out of all of us. I went cover to cover on 4 books throughout this program, and I know Ty for sure did way more than that.
Yeah, more than me.
Yeah. And I mean that's a lot of reading, and so that was a noticeable difference. And then, but more than anything for me, it all comes back to that discipline. The reason I did it in the first place, and then moving forward is just. That confidence, it's not an easy thing to accomplish. And so moving forward, having that confidence, like, I did that. I know that if I want to do X, Y, and Z diet or X, Y, and Z work program or whatever it is that I want to do, I know that I can finish it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cakewalk compared to this.
Yeah. What about for you, Ty?
We're still on best thing to come from it? Yeah, well, like... I think it goes back to, like I say, there were certain moments when I was talking about in hunting camp or that day 28 when I was, you know, that morning before getting started. It really became evident the small amount of maybe time or commitment there is between having a bad day for the rest of the day or turning that day around for yourself. And I think that was a big one for me because I was very susceptible to getting stuck in ruts. I mean, you know, I think we all are, but at the same time, myself, that was something I noticed beginning of this program. It was like, some days I did not want to do any of it. And really, by the end of it, that was a 10, 15 minute ordeal with myself, and it was over, and the rest of the day, you were smashing stuff out. And then the other thing was just the added amount of knowledge to my life in a small amount of time. I think one of the great things about the program is it allows you some freedom in the content you choose to read, only guiding you by saying, it's got to be a nonfiction kind of self-development type of reading, which really helps you to guide your own, your own discovery on that. And that was one big thing. And I remember once you start feeding yourself that information or you start finding the information you're looking for, or maybe even just, you know, discovering new things you didn't think you were interested in.
Sure.
By the time you get for those first 3 books, that was really tough for me. I mean, it went slow. And then I'm not lying to you guys. That last book, the biggest book I read it in 2 days. I didn't read 10 pages a day.
Yeah.
I sat there and read because it was all of a sudden I was just like consuming this. At the time, it was just outlook. It was more lifestyle outlook than it was anything, and that was a big deal to me. That was something not only I was looking for, subconsciously not verbalizing at the beginning of the program, but something that I found very, very pleasing by the end of it. You know, it was a great way to start the day.
So. What? Because you had talked about, Ty, like the clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where does that come from? Because I've noticed the same thing. Like, where do you think it comes from?
I just think you're finally... I mean, like I say, it's hard for me to say all these things because you don't know how... I mean, it affects everyone a little bit differently. But for me, the clarity came in just finally being honest with not only what I was looking for, but then feeding that beast and being like, just letting him run, you know? And that's part of that with the workouts and stuff. I work out daily for the last 8 years. It's always been a huge part of my life. But the reading, I mean, like I say, I consume very little knowledge. And I think I told you guys in our group text, and I was like, read more books in 75 days than I have in 5 years.
Yeah.
And like just like Tyson was saying, I had some very, you know, noticeable physical differences in myself. But at the same time, mindset wise, just felt like it was, I guess that's what I'm saying. I felt like I could go into a situation, it could go awry, and I could fix it. And
sure.
And I used to feel like that a lot. And I think maybe going back into that, why you got into it, that was something I felt like I was missing. I used to be able to walk into a room and feel like no matter what happened, I could control myself. I was myself no matter what. And along the way somewhere, you lose that inner, what do you want to call it? The inner lion, the inner spirit, that inner whatever. And
confidence.
Yeah, man. You lose it. And or I had. And that was something that I was able to at least get a glimmer of that still exists within me somewhere.
Sure.
Keep chasing, you know, sure. Keep hunting. And that's big for me.
Well, and I think that I'm a big believer, just the same way. Like if you guys were to tell me that you were going to do something and you didn't do it, and then next week you told me you were going to do something and you didn't do it, like there becomes a point where I don't trust you, sure. Right? But I think what most people don't understand is that we do that to ourselves, right? Oh, it's yeah. Like you tell yourself you're going to start a diet, you're going to lose weight, and then you don't do it. Okay, whatever, right? And then 2 months from now, you're like, okay, now I'm serious about losing weight. 3 days later, you're freaking smashing a box of ice cream or whatever, right? And then over time, like, you start losing credibility with yourself.
Yep.
And so for me, like, with this challenge, is it was just like you get through it and you're like, okay, like, I can trust myself.
Yep.
Because I committed to something, I freaking did it, you know what I mean? And then you start being like, okay, if I can tell myself I'm going to do this challenge, what else can I do? And I remember talking with you, Ty, about the clarity that comes from it. And it's funny, too, because I was talking to Amy, my sister, and I was just like, and because I was just telling her, I was like, man, I just freaking feel good. Yeah. Like, I don't, you know, yeah. Like going through this challenge, like I feel good. I wake up, like I'm sitting there like my son, like bouncing around at 6 o'clock at night, like jumping up and down like my knee. And normally by that time of day, like I'm tired, like I'm over, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember Amy asking me, like, well, what do you think it is? And I was like, honestly, I wish I knew. Because it was like, all of it kind of sucks. So if I could just pick one that's doing this, like, I'll just do that one thing,
yeah.
Right? But no, it was. It was like, and she was asking, but I think it is. And so all of you guys out there, like, if you're thinking about doing a challenge or something like that, I would seriously have you consider this. Because I think between the hydration, which I think that was probably one of my bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think I've ever really been properly hydrated. And then I also think just sticking to a diet.
Sure.
And I think that's why it's so important. Like, he doesn't say, like, go vegan, go carnivore, go whatever. It's like just anything. Because I think our bodies, you know, want some sort of natural or you know, like repetitive, like eating pattern or whatever. And yeah, the reading. Almost got through four. Like, and like you said too, Ty, like, it was like, what you start wondering, like, what am I going to read? I never thought I was going to read the freaking carnivore code, right? Like, reading my meat is the best thing in the world. But it was like, you just start wanting more information. You start getting more clarity. And now all of a sudden I'm like, plants are evil, right? I mean, like after reading this book. But no, it's just like opened my mind to like so many different things. And so I don't know. I mean, it's just been a cool process. Like the whole experience, right? Like,
yeah. And that would be my thing, is if you want to do a challenge like this, don't set it up under your terms. Because if you organize it under your terms, that's going to be easy. Follow a program, whether it's this one or something different. Follow the program that somebody else sets up, because that's what creates that habit.
Yeah.
It's easy for all of us to design our own daily habits. No problem.
Because you're going to do it out of comfort.
You're going to do it out of comfort.
Yeah.
You know, none of this looked hard to any of us in the beginning. But day in and day out, certain things became difficult for each one of us. We didn't even predict it being difficult for us. So,
well, and if you're one of those people who say you're going to do 30 hard, okay, don't do that, right? Like, if you're like, I'm going to do 75 hard, but like I'm still going to drink, don't do that.
Do the
because thing. It is. It literally is a cumulative.
Like, I
agree. Easy for me to say, right?
Yes.
Like, but it really is. It's all that stuff stacked on top of each other. We'll do it that way, right?
Yeah.
But it really is. It's all of that stuff stacked on top of each other that makes it. So, all right. So now we've got to get into the next thing, which is, okay, so first of all, I was going to do something else, but I wanted to add, okay, your 76th day, all right? What'd you do? Ty, you go first. Day 76, you're free.
Well, I kind of already led into it a little bit. I woke up early, you know. I, you know, sparked a candle, looked some music on, and made myself an omelet. That was the way I started my day. I made it real special for myself because I had missed that breakfast so much. Now, I know that sounds weird, but I was just like, there's nobody up in my house when I get up in the morning. And I had it all to myself, and so I had a little moment. But then the day progressed, and I thought, started thinking, yeah, I'm going to have a beer. I cracked the tab on that beer. I probably stared at the top of it for about 5 minutes thinking like, because you're so bought in. You got all that structure, that commitment, all this
PTSD, you're like,
yeah, and I looked at it, I'm like, I don't even know if this is worth it. Like, I know it's going to taste great. There's nothing, you know. And I remember, and then I proceeded to get halfway through a bottle of Pendleton Midnight. But we're not, you know, nobody's judging here, right? We're high up in the trust tree.
So day 76, you smash an omelet, drink a half a bottle of Pendleton. All right.
I let loose, but hey, that structure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, yep. For you, Tyson.
It's similar story. You know, like, I didn't smash a half a bottle of Pendleton, but I did. I cracked a beer early in the day, and I had an early breakfast. I had sweets. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally broke the whole regimen of the program. And day 76... I didn't feel a lot of effect from it. But day 77, I did.
That's what's crazy.
So,
yeah.
So day 77, I woke up feeling like crap. I had a headache by like noon because I wasn't getting my water in like I should.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a game changer on day 77.
Did you stick with, I'm just interested on a personal, did you stick with your reading? Because that was something I found that I innately just did. Like, yeah. I don't know why. It just stuck with me. I enjoyed that part enough that like I just got up and read. Like, it was just a different, that was a different gig for me. Like I said, turn the tube on or something.
No, that's exactly the same as I'm with a whole bunch of family this week, so it's totally broken my patterns all up. But same thing, I wanted to read before I went to bed. I'm going through a good book and I don't want to miss out on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, for me on day 76, it was interesting because it was like you guys said, right? Like, I had all the intentions on waking up and, like, just eating and doing whatever. Well, then, like, I wasn't hungry. And so I was like, okay, because we were down at my mom's house. We were traveling. We had to go pick up our meat. And so I was like, okay, I'm not hungry. It's not worth it. I'm still, like, kind of suffering this PTSD, I think, from this whole experience, right? And so then it ends up turning into we end up getting the meat and separating it. And just one thing leads to the other. And here it is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't eaten. I'm like, this is so stupid. You know, it's day 76. Like, I'm free to eat when I want, what I want. And so then end up coming home and I have 2 glasses of wine. And you would think I drank like a freaking case of beer. I'm waking up all night long. My head hurts. Like, it was unbelievable. Because, I mean, 2 glasses of wine, like, kind of pre 75 hard was not a big deal, right? And so then I'm like, this is poison.
It's all bad.
Alcohol is absolute poison. Like, I remember waking up in the middle of the night last night, because, you know, we're on day 77 now, right? But waking up in the middle of the night being like, this stuff is poison. Like, alcohol is poison. Like, I'm over it. And then this morning I have a horrible headache and I'm sitting there being like, 2 glasses of wine. This is insane. But then, you know, I don't know. I've kind of got over it. I still drink a gallon of water today, you know.
Did you get 2 workouts?
Yeah. No. Well, like, no, not technically, but when I got to feed and do all that stuff outside. Sure. So I get my outside stuff in usually. But I don't know. I've kind of wanted to, like break it a little bit, but not too far. Like, I don't want to go back to normal.
No,
exactly.
No.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
I don't think there is a going back. I mean, I think some part of this program will stick with each of us in a way for a long, if not forever. I mean, for me, I know reading is, and that's weird to say out loud. I mean, becoming something that I enjoy in my day. I think I might need that. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So, which is good, but yeah, I think we're changed men.
Changed men.
What are you guys gonna do moving forward?
That's what I was getting. That was the next one. So, out of everything that we had to do, again, you know, there's a lot of different things. So if for some reason if you guys skip forward, I want to make sure y'all understand the rules here. It's 2 45-minute workouts a day. One of them has to be outside. You have to follow a diet. No alcohol. No cheat meals. You have to drink 1 gallon of water. You have to read 10 pages of a book, nonfiction book, and then take a progress picture. So out of all of those things, one, two, basically three, four, basically seven things a day that you have to do, how many for you, Ty, are you going to do every day, do you think?
Every day? I think I'll get water. I think I'll read. I think I will work out once, though. I don't know. Two is going to be tough, especially. But I will say this. I do fully plan on going ahead, phase one. I've already got kind of a date in my mind. Pick out a rough date when I want to do that. It's after holidays. But that's I will pick that. Those three for sure will stick with me. Now, the other ones, I'm going to try. I mean, I think on an ideal day, I would love to do them all. But like you say, that structure being gone now, it's again, well, all of a sudden, 75 days, 2 days later, has become hard to say, I'm going to get them all every day because I've let it go two days. And that's one of those things where, well, man, you lost your momentum. And that, yeah, I don't know. I kind of get heady like that about things. So
it's that commitment. Yeah. You have to have a commitment.
Yeah. All right, Tyson, what do you think you'll do?
So
not asking for a commitment. Yeah, I'm just curious. Yep, like, what do you think you'll take further?
For me, the water is going to be critical.
Yep.
The reading gonna continue. I just love what that added to my life. And then workout, same thing. I want to be more intentional though. Like I alluded to earlier in the show that Derek and Ty were more intentional with their workouts. Workouts were just survival for me. 2 45 minutes. A lot of times it was a walk or an elliptical. I want to be more intentional with the physical side of it. So moving forward, that's the big thing for me. I probably will stay with intermittent fasting, what we all did. We 8 hours of eating, 16 hours of not eating. I felt pretty good in that. So I think I'll stick with that.
So I think I'll stick with, you know, one thing I won't do? Take a progress picture every day.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, this is one of those weird things, right? But so you take a picture every day and then you upload it to the app. And I don't even know why. Like, I thought when you got to the end of it on the app, it would be like before and after. It doesn't even do that.
No. But you can click back through your stuff.
Yeah, you can click back through it, but it doesn't give you like a before and after. Yeah. That's what I thought. And I was like, that's why we're taking it. It'll probably have like some cool slideshow, like watching the fat. No, it doesn't do anything.
So
whatever.
Above and beyond the picture, I did a little brief video where I went in a circle. So I put my hands on top of my head and I walked in a circle and I videoed that every day. So I'm going to do a montage of the 75 days.
See, the picture thing, like you guys are saying, weirded me out. At first, it was weird because I'm not a selfie guy.
Yeah.
I had my wife come and take a picture. And then it was like, well, that's weirder than just taking the progress pic. And then I'm not going to wake her up some of these nights when I get home late, you know? So it just.
Well, what's weird though is that because you're taking. So basically the way that it works or the way that I would do it, I think you can take it directly from the app, but I would always take the picture and then upload it to the app. And so then what would always happen is that I would forget to erase the selfie. And then so you'd be like, hey, did you see this picture of this buck? And then it's like, why do you got 30 selfies of you like half naked?
I did the same thing. I was showing a job off to my uncle and he's flipping through me. Yeah, just flip right and he's all. He handed my phone back to me. He's like, I don't need to see this. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh. So, yeah, that's one of the hidden benefits of doing 75
hard. You won't do that anymore.
So that's what I'm not doing. But I want to stay with the intermittent fasting. I know I'm going to stick with the water. So the intermittent fasting, the water. The one thing I've actually enjoyed, too, is a 7 days a week workout, which it's almost some weird sickness to me at this point. Like, I woke up hungover off 2 glasses of wine this morning like a bitch. Am I allowed to say that? I guess it's my
your show.
But I still want to get the workout in. And the second one, like, there's certain days to where I'm not sure if I'm going to want to get that second workout in, to be honest. But I want to get up and work out every morning because I feel like it just makes me feel better. And so, yeah, I think the water, the reading, the diet, I'm going to have some beers here and there.
Yeah,
you know? I know that. But it almost made me realize, like, how often, and I know, Tyson, you and I talked about it, like, just how often you end up just having a couple beers that turns into, like, 4 or 5 and 6 and, like, you know?
I was just telling my wife about this before I came over. I was like, so badly want to be the guy that just has a toddy at night. That's it. I'm not that guy right now.
I know.
Especially coming off this program. I was like, I have one. I'm going to have a few. And, you know.
For sure I was poisoned last night. After 2 glasses, I'm serious. I thought it was poison. So All right. So the last thing as we kind of wrap up here, what would you, let's start with you, Tyson. What, like, if someone's like on the fence, because I literally had, I don't know how many people messaged me when we first started. And that was the thing too, like, as far as Instagram goes, and I know you guys maybe aren't as active as I am on it, but like, I didn't want to, you know how like douchebag it is to, oh, 75 hard every day, like flexing and stuff. Sure. And so I didn't want to do that. Like, I haven't even posted my before and after picture, and I actually think it's pretty cool, like my before and after picture of it. But I didn't want to be douchey about it. And but I also had a lot of people that were like curious about it, and a lot of people who were asking about it. And so, like, what do you guys think? Like, if someone was like, okay, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth like everything? Like, what do you think, in all honesty? Is it worth it? Like, let's start with you, Tyson.
100% it's worth it. I know a lot of people ask that question that aren't ready to commit yet. And I say, if you're not in a point in your life where you can commit, don't do it. Because it's just another one of those letdowns where you lose trust in yourself. Mm-hmm. And so if you're at a point where you're tired of the shit that you've been doing and you want to have a real difference in your life, then commit to it and do it. I believe it's life-changing. Yeah. I believe just sheerly the discipline portion of it is life-changing. But you can't go into it half-hearted, because If you start this out and you do it for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks and then give up and don't finish it, it's no good whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. It's just wrap your head around what it is. And like with us, when we first started talking about doing it, we had to start that day because it was going to go into Thanksgiving, and I knew we weren't going to do it through Thanksgiving. I didn't want to do 70 days and then stop. So we had to get started. So honestly, if you're thinking about doing it now through the holidays, good luck, you know. But if it's something like, I know a lot of people do New Year's resolutions. If you feel like you can commit 75 days on the first of the new year, this would be great. I would encourage anybody who's thinking about it to dive in. But if you're going to do it, have accountability like we did with the three of us. I don't think I could have done it without the accountability of our group.
Yeah.
And then go at it wholeheartedly, because you don't want to give up on yourself halfway through another challenge.
Totally agree. Ty, what do you think?
For me, along the same lines like Tyson's saying, but for me as well, like we tell the kids all the time, I think innately as human beings, we all want things, whether it's changing something or want more of something in our lives, and finding that push through that structure to make it happen for yourself eludes a lot of people, especially on the daily structural things, the little things that need to happen. And this program slowly helps you build structure and that accountability with yourself. And I think, you know, like I tell the football boys during season, it's like, if you invest a lot in the off season, it's very hard to give up on yourself in the third quarter when things aren't going your way, because you're bought in, you're invested. What this will allow you, it gives you almost a springboard to be invested in your whatever your interests are, whatever you're chasing. And I think that's maybe where that's when that clarity comes, at least for me, is that we were in a trio, and like you say, the group was a huge deal to that.
Sure.
But at the same time, in my circles of life, this was my thing. And I think that in your circles, that was your thing. In your circles of more, that was your thing. And in your family, you were the only one doing it. And all of a sudden, that accountability, that branching out, that being alone in something and doing it for yourself was big. And and I noticed it in talking to some of my friends. You know, they talked to me and they're like, you did it. You didn't even tell anybody. And that was a huge deal to hear out loud coming back. Because they don't want the same things for my life that I want.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what I want. You know what I mean? So that accountability, it's all internally driven. And this helps build that structure to push yourself. Build your day out, you know. And I would encourage everyone to do it. Just like Tyson says, when you're ready, you feel like you're ready for something new, check it out. But like I say, I can't say enough about it. And Derek, the amount of clarity, man. I mean, it's, I know where I want to be. And That's the mission, you know. Awesome.
Well, and that was the thing for me too, is that obviously, I mean, I post stuff on Instagram, Facebook all the time on the Primal King side. Like, I have a podcast, but I almost intentionally didn't want to talk about this because I didn't want, I don't know, it it wasn't even that, like, because I know some people like, oh yeah, I'll talk about it, so I declare it, right? So I'm held accountable. And it was like, no, I don't want to be held accountable by anybody but me.
Yeah.
That was the thing for me. It was like, this is a me challenge. It's not my wife. It's not, I mean, obviously our group again was awesome to be able to kind of, you know, give each other grief or whatever and kind of complain together sometimes or whatever. But it was like, I seriously wanted to do this like 100% for myself.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I didn't want to talk about it on the podcast. I didn't want to post about it much. Like I did maybe like two stories the entire time. And I've seen other people that go through and it's like every day, like taking a, you know, a picture of what they're doing. It was like, no, like I don't want validation. I don't want encouragement from people out there. It's like, I want to know that I can freaking be like, I'm going to set my goals on this. I'm going to do it. And I don't give a shit if anybody knows that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Right. And so it wasn't like wanting, you know, accolades or like acknowledgement for it. It was like, no, I want this internally for myself. And so, like, as far as the question of whether or not someone should do it, like, absolutely. But I also agree what both of you guys have said is that you can't enter this being half in. Because it literally requires you rewiring your whole day, right? Like, it literally requires you, I think, reevaluating, like what you do, how you do it, right? And again, like, we were joking earlier before we turned the microphone on, but it was like, you know, you see these people like, oh, I'm going to do 30 hard. No, that's not 75 hard. Like, anybody can do anything for 30 days, right? Like, I could probably eat bugs for 30 days. Like, I don't know. The reason why the challenge is what it is because of how it is and how it's laid out there. And so if you're like, oh, I'm going to do 2 weeks hard, right? No, that's not, like,
yeah.
We could all do 2 weeks hard, right?
Like, without the alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we can all do that. And so I would encourage you, like, if you're someone who is like, you know what, like, I need a reset, because I felt like that's what it was in a lot of ways, right?
Exactly. That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I need a reset. Maybe, like, I don't know, maybe some of you out there are athletes and you kind of lost, like, that team mentality. Like, I feel like it almost gives you, like, I don't know, something to be a part of, like, some... You know what I mean? You know what I mean by that? It's almost like you have the letter now. You're like, you got the freaking tattoo or the brand or whatever to where you've done this. Like, 75 hard is something that most people won't do ever. They wouldn't want to do it. And so just understand, like, do it for yourself. But then also, like, freaking take some pride in doing something that most people would never do.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say that to echo all of that, Derek, I don't know how you've said you've heard from a lot of people on your social media stuff. And I don't know how many people Tyson talked to you, but I've had multiple people say, oh, you're doing the 75 hard challenge.
Yeah.
I want to do that. So, and I've had multiple people say that to me. And it's like, then if you're ready, I mean, if you're feeling that way, jump and go.
Yeah.
Make yourself accountable for that. And I think that's a huge deal. Like there are thousands, millions of people that follow, you know, Andy on social media and some of his stuff. And I think they've got to know or feel that way. And then Derek, with your following, it's just like, go for it. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's the clarity talk and maybe it's the two beers. I'm not real sure.
So can I be real for a minute?
Yeah,
of those people that have talked to you, how many of them have you looked in the eye and been like, you're not going to do it?
You know, I think you, yeah, I'm crushing the human spirit like that. But there are
multiple. How good was the podcast first?
Yeah.
No, it's hard.
But there are multiple of them that I would say that when I looked them in the eye, like, I know they could do it.
Sure.
And I think that was a big thing for me is that for a year myself, I verbalized to my family this was something I wanted to do.
Sure.
I never made myself do it until that call that night. And that call that night, hey, we're starting in the morning, was like,
oh man.
Yeah, I looked at my wife, I was like, should I go for it? And she's like, you've been talking about it for a year.
Yeah.
She's like, if you're not gonna do it, quit talking about it.
Yeah.
And I bailed into it, and one of the best things, I mean, at this point in my life, one of the better things I could have added.
Yeah.
Especially for the time.
No, I 100%. Like, I remember, like, a few days ago, like I said, I was talking to Amy, to my sister, about it, and her being like, well, how do you feel? And it's like, I haven't felt this good for years. Mm-hmm. And it was the thing. It was like, I can't pinpoint it. Like, I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, I know what it is, obviously, doing 75 hard. But, like, I know so many people out there, they fall into a funk, right? It's like, you start eating bad, maybe you're drinking too much, you're not drinking enough water, like all these things that we all know are bad for us, right? Like we all know that eating bad food is bad for us. We all know that, you know, drinking too much and not maybe drinking enough water is bad for us. But it's almost like you get into this just everyday stuff and you just kind of keep going through the same freaking process. And so for me, like it really was, it was a reset to where it's like, bang, like, okay, all of a sudden I can't drink. Got to drink a bunch of water. Like all this stuff is just such a reset. And so now it's like what I don't want to do, because I feel like we've gone through this reset, is go right back to where I was on day minus one. You know what I mean? Like, like a day before I started this. And so I don't know. Like it was pretty cool stuff though, right?
Oh, it's awesome.
The one element that we keep dogging is that second workout. And I would love to say something about that. And I want to know if you guys are the same on this. That 45-minute workout a lot of times came at a time in my day where it was like, I was not tired. Convenient. It was not convenient. It was all these things. And a lot of times I would leave my house to walk for 45 minutes outside. And I would leave in a way that I was mad, if I'm being 100% honest. Yeah. I didn't want to do it. But that 45-minute workout, more times than not, turned into an hour and a half. It turned that walk turned into something that totally reset my evening, that I was able to come back into my home and be like just, I don't know, guard down and hang out with my kids and not be anxiety about the structure of the next day. That became a very big thing. I remember texting you guys, I was in that blizzard. I'm like, what a great day for a walk. And I don't know if you guys heard the sarcasm in there, but I'm not happy that I have to go do this. Like, it was like, I did not want to do it. And that walk turned into, I think it was like an hour and 45 minutes up the road above my place there. And it was like, man, I needed every minute of that.
Well, I remember telling Jess, like I get so much shit done.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable because it's like, if I got to go out and walk around, I might as well see if there's anything I can do. Mm-hmm. It was just like one day, it's like sideways rain. You know, like 60 mile an hour winds, it felt like. I don't know what it really was, but just pelting me in the face. And I'm out there building fence. And I'm just like, if I got to be doing a workout, like I'm going to get some stuff done. There was no way in hell I would have ever been out there doing that on that day. You know, normally it would have been like in front of the fireplace, probably with a beer in my hand, watching football or whatever it was. But then that again, like kind of coming all the way back to the credibility of it, right? Yeah. Because then you get done with it and you go and you hang your stuff up and you come in and you're just like, I feel good.
I did it.
I feel good. Yeah. Yep. All right. We probably better wrap it up. But thank you guys for doing this with me.
Yeah.
Like seriously, what an awesome challenge.
So glad it's over at the moment. Yes. Can't wait to start phase one. Like I said, I fully plan on keeping going. So.
Yeah, thank you for the inspiration. It was good.
So five-minute cold showers in phase one?
5-minute cold shower, 10 minutes of visualization. Wow, the words are getting
I can do visualization. I don't even know if I can shower every day. That's my problem, let alone a cold one.
Yeah.
Live on the ranch here, you know? I mean, hey, showers are...
once a week.
Yeah.
I would echo what Derek said, too. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for taking that jump with me. Like, pushing me off the ledge, I guess, maybe more so.
What an awesome deal, right? Like, seriously. Yeah. All right, so any of you out there, I know that, I don't know, we'll see how the sound quality turns out on this, but I had a lot of fun, and the truth is, guys, like, if you're listening to this podcast, I already know you have kind of like a growth mindset, you're looking for other things, I would imagine, so seriously, give it some consideration to hop into 75 Hard. If you need any inspiration, reach out to Tyson, to Ty, to myself, like, find us, I don't know. Maybe this is inspirational. Maybe it scared the hell out of you. But either way, that's the reason why you should do it, right?
Yeah, heck yeah. So, jump in, man. Get it counted.
Yep. Awesome. Well, thanks again, guys. All right, everybody. Get out there. Start 75 Hard or do something fun, something cool, something different, something that will build credibility with yourself. And you can thank us later for that. All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.